This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, representing the Garden State's 5th Congressional District. He's the Vice Chairman of the House Budget Committee, and he joins me now to offer his thoughts on the fiscal year 2012 budget offered by the Obama administration, which carries a price tag of $3.73 trillion, an expected one-year deficit of $1.65 trillion, which would be a record, but the administration promises to have that deficit down by the year 2017 to just 3% of the gross domestic product, around $627 billion. So we'll get his thoughts now on whether he thinks that projection is accurate. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you again.
Well, the President's State of the Union message talked about investing in clean energy, education, and so forth, and that's certainly in here. There's also the talk that he had there that night about getting our fiscal house in order. How serious do you think he is based on what you see here?
Well, that was then. This is now. I would say that this budget that we see this morning is a, as others have said, is a total lack of leadership when it comes to what we need to do to put our spending and fiscal house in order. It's just not there.
What especially is missing that needs to be there? I'm sure there are many components, but what are maybe two or three items or ideas that should be in here that would indicate to you that he is rolling up his sleeves, wants to really get to the point where we can have fiscal responsibility again?
Well, first of all, first and foremost, on the spending side, we see about over $8 trillion worth of new and expanded spending in this budget. I would say compare this to what you would do in your own business or family if you were on tough times. You would say we'd have to contract or reel in our spending. Well, we go just the opposite direction. Same thing on the debt side of the equation. You know, we have a debt limit bill coming up shortly that the president wants us all to sign and to raise the debt limit. Well, at the same time, as you pointed out already, not only does he want us to raise the debt limit this year, but he wants us to continue to see some of the largest deficit spendings of any administration in the history of this country, third straight year in a row of huge deficit spendings, $1.6 trillion, as you well rightfully point out.
In terms of how the president plans to get here, at least based on the rhetoric, two-thirds of this will be done through spending freezes and cuts and another one-third through tax increases. Any more specificity that you've learned about where those tax hikes might be coming from and just exactly where he's getting ready to slash spending?
The tax hikes, as you point out, right, $1.5 trillion of new tax increases for Americans will be coming in, well, across the board, you might say. It'll be $900 billion roughly in income tax increases. There'll be state or death tax increases as well, and finally transportation taxes increases as well. So the budget is littered with tax increases, and as I've always said, no one can convince me that the best way out of poor economic times is to take more money from the American public and send it to Washington, but that's exactly what this budget does.
The president today was speaking in Baltimore and was very proud of the fact that with this discretionary spending freeze, that level of government spending will be at its lowest level since the Eisenhower administration. He even repeated the line to let it sink in for impact. What can you tell us about that and how significant that is?
I'd have to go back and take a look at the numbers and try to figure out how he gets there, maybe as a percentage or what have you of the budget, but certainly not in absolute terms, as we have seen over the last several years. This administration has increased discretionary spending at double interest rates, rates we've never seen before in certain line items. And that's, again, just not what you need to do. And then to say we're going to freeze them at these very artificially high levels, as he is suggesting, is not the solution. Instead, the solution would be just like members of the Republican Study Committee have suggested, $2.8 trillion across a whole series of different programs need to be cut, or, very simply, as we've just did this past week, suggest in the CR, $100 billion of rolling back to 08 levels would be at least a good place to start.
The bulk of this budget is obviously occupied by massively growing entitlement programs, which is essentially ignored in this budget from what we can tell here. What do you make of that, and how specific are you Republicans getting ready to be in your budget proposal?
Another good point is that the budget doesn't touch entitlements, and it has to. Those are growing at rates that are not sustainable, and it's not just me saying that. from both the left and the right. I've heard this for the last several years on the budget committee where I serve, saying that, we have to address entitlements. This bill doesn't touch it at all, and nor does the administration even suggest general areas where we should be looking. Republicans have suggested, and I have over the past years, suggested areas that we need to and could make some reforms in these areas to put it in a sustainable path to a balanced budget in the future. But as you point out again, nothing of this is touched upon in the president's budget, unfortunately.
These two sides, your side and the president and congressional Democrats, seem to be so far apart here. One of the things we know that Speaker Boehner said is that he obviously doesn't want to repeat what happened in 1995 with a government shutdown when the two sides were so far apart. You guys are so far apart again. How do you plan to bridge this and keep the government functioning here and without coming to some sort of consensus?
Speaker Boehner is right. No one wants to see a shutdown of the government. And we're not talking about that either. What we're talking about is trying to work with an administration who, as you said at the start of your program, used a lot of good rhetoric during his State of the Union address that we have to put our fiscal house in order. Well, now they've given us our budget, his budget. That doesn't seem to go in that direction. We have to remain optimistic here. Perhaps in the Senate they'll see the light on these things, just as the Republicans in the House have begun to move this house in the correct direction.
When can we expect a budget blueprint from your committee?
As you know, we just got this budget from the administration this morning. We will be literally rolling out hearings this week as we go forward, and we will have a budget in time as prescribed by normal practice in the Congress.
We'll be watching for that, and then obviously the debate that follows between the two parties on this. Congressman, very good of you to spend some time with us today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Appreciate the chance. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too, sir. New Jersey Republican Congressman Scott Garrett represents his state's 5th Congressional District. He is the vice chairman, the number 2 Republican, on the House Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.